I think Sebastian, therefore I am.
Drink the long draft from Big Breeze. You're Snake Plissken, ain't you? I thought you were dead.
Time itself was his name. are listening to The Zero Hour, playing the best in 80s punk rock and new wave music. If you're listening to us on iTunes, you can get us a new episode of The Zero Hour every 2 weeks or thereabouts, posted at zerohour.podomatic.com. I'm your host, Fuzzco. Sit back and relax for the next hour, or probably a little less than. We'll be playing some music you know, and a lot of music you've never heard of before, or stuff by artists you know, but songs you've never heard of them doing before, much like the first song of this week's episode. Alice Cooper, School's Out for Summer, that Alice Cooper, doing a song from an 80s album. The song is called We Are Clones. Pretty cool, I like it. I'm not a big fan of Alice Cooper to begin with for most of his stuff, just because I don't like people who seem to like him. Next, we have The Fall, New Big Prins from the I Am Curious Orange album. The Fall, one of Q Magazine's 50 bands to see before you die. I've never seen him, but one of my good friends lives in England right now, goes to see them all the time. Basically, I'd say, if you're unfamiliar with them, they're sort of like the Liars of England. The Liars from Boston, L-Y-R-E-S, with Jeff Conley. Because The Fall have, you're never quite sure who's in The Fall. They've had a lot of personnel changes over the year. I guess where they divert is that the Liars have been doing the same set for the last 15 years, and The Fall probably put out about 26 albums at that time. We rounded out that set with Romeo Void, Never Say Never. I don't think I really need to talk about that. I mean, you probably heard that before, right? Anywho. Last week I saw a really great movie. It's called Downtown 81. It was made in 1981, but didn't get released until I think 98 or 99. It's a great little slice of life of what New York was like in the early 80s. And much like, The Girl Can't Help It, or I can't think of it right now, but they kind of pad it out by going around to see a lot of bands perform, which is fantastic. You get these live performances, or live in the studio performances, by a lot of minor hit, no-hit wonders from the 80s, which is just perfect for this show. One that was that I liked quite a bit, James White and the Contortions, and we'll play that for you right now. Contort yourself. Get to it.
Contort yourself.
I said it's better than pleasure, and it hurts more than pain. I got what it takes to drive you insane. I said now is the time to lose all control, distort your body and twist your soul. Zero, and then you're gonna fall right in place.
taught yourself. Come taught yourself.
Just a fall apart. Why don't you try being stupid instead of smart? Once you take out all the garbage that's in your brain, forget about your future. I said it's just too tame.
You don't have to be beautiful, rich, handsome, or strong. You just have to use a brain cell and tell right from wrong. You don't need experience to work it out. You just leave it all up to us. We're gonna show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't.
desert sands, when the desert whispered to me and said, isn't this a shame? Things will never be the same.
The Great Iggy Pop with the soundtrack to the best movie of all time, Repo Man. Some of the more savvy listeners of the Zero Hour might recognize that we use quite a few sound bites from Repo Man in this show. Not least of which being the one that preceded the song. Oh, we're just so clever. Before that was The Age of Chance doing a cover of Prince's Kiss, Slow Children, President Am I, and actually we had a caller who corrected me. Actually, for Contort Yourself, it's James Chance and the Contortions. Later, Mr.'s lead singer man went on to form another band called James White and the Blacks. Same dude, a lot of the same people involved, different band, different name. Age of Chance were a band from England in the late 80s, early 90s. Contemporaries like of Pop Will Eat Itself, you know them. Had a few problems with their lead singer, the dude that we heard there on the, an EP. Like three, I think it had four or five songs on it. He left midway through the recording of their album. Album stuff had to be recorded, different vocals, kind of similar, but just missing that indefinable something that makes it good. Most of their songs sounded just like that. Not something you want to listen to 10 or 12 songs in a row of, but definitely one or two can be fun. Before them, Slow Children, President Am I, another one of those like 80s art rock duos. Slow Children, the name comes from the novel Lolita, of which the band members enjoyed quite a bit, so they named the song after that. And if their official website is to be believed, President M.I. is still played every year on Los Angeles' K-Rock whenever... every 4 years it comes out into rotation for the presidential elections. According to their website too, they put out two albums. I only know of the one song. I'm gonna have to go find the rest, because if it's as good as that, there's probably, you know, there's another song as good as that. It'll be well worth seeking out. I find one of the things I've noticed about the 80s music, for the most part, especially the stuff that I like, either too short or too long. I thought that the Slow Children song, goes on a little too long, but that's for chicks to dance, so they can get up on the dance floor and contort themselves. Coming up now is the time in the program where we do our 180, which which is where I play a band from the 80s, or a song from a band from the 80s, and then a recent song they may have recorded. See, it's very clever. They did a 180. Let's see what they're doing today when they flip things around. This week, we're going to hear from, have I done them yet? I'm trying to remember here. No, we didn't do it that week. Didn't do it that week. Didn't do it that week. Nope, didn't do one there. Nope. In the past, we've done the Buzzcocks, the Barracudas, the Alarm, Stiff Little Fingers, the Descendants. Doesn't always have to be the same band. Could be a guy from the band. We did Shrapnel and the Martinets. Their common thread being the guitarist, Daniel Ray. Worked with the Ramones, produced the posthumous Joey Ramone record, and for that, you should all thank him. But this week, we're going to go off to California again with selections by The Circle Jerks.
Explore your most sensual fantasies with other aware sensitive couples. Where you can bring someone you care about without embarrassment, with privacy, good food and music, refreshments, cleanliness, and a super jacuzzi team. That's what parties at the A-Frame are all about. Call 213-659-3756. Best time to call is Friday and Saturday afternoons. See you there.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Bye.
For all you virgins out there, let me congratulate you on your first Circle Jerk. Yeah, that was the Circle Jerks from Los Angeles doing one of their original songs, Group Sex, off their first record, also called Group Sex. And then they broke up for a while, got back together in the 90s, and or maybe it was the early 2000s, and recorded the Soft Boys cover, I Wanna Destroy You. And for those of you who may have noticed a female backing vocal in I Wanted to Destroy You, that was not Paula Abdul James. That was actually Debbie Gibson, who for some reason thought it would be a good idea to record a song with the Circle Jerks. I guess that was that point where she was trying to reinvent herself. Guess that didn't work, huh? Hey, I'm not too keen on that. After playing that that version of I Want to Destroy You, I have to say it is far and away inferior to the original. And unlike the version of Kiss we played earlier, which I think is kicks freaking ass, maybe I'll play for you at the end of the show the original Soft Boys, I Want to Destroy You. Speaking of other shows that do different things, if you like the podcast, you can go to garagepunk.com. They have a whole host of garage-oriented podcasts that are quite good. There's my fellow Podomatic colleague, JT, who does Gearhead Blues, usually every week or so. Started out as he was just doing car songs, but now he's expanded to do other things. If you're a big fan of British Invasion music, I can't really speak to about the British Invasion program, Ready, Steady, A Go-Go, just because, hosted by Michael Lynch, just because these days, if you use the word faggot, you have to go to rehab. But if you're into that sort of thing, maybe you should check it out, too. Go to zerohour.podomatic.com, and you can find a link to a lot of the programs I just mentioned, or to go to garagepunk.com. Let's get back into the music with the Explosives, Girl Like You. We'll be right back.
just wanna do some romancing, cause I think I could go for a girl like you.
I just wanna be with a girl like you.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Yeah.
The Zero Hour is rapidly coming to a close, so let me give you a quick recap of what we just heard. The Explosives, Girl Like You, The Team Beats, Can't Dance to the Music, The Eastern Dark, Johnny and Dee Dee, and The Radio Stars, There Are No Russians in Russia. Eastern Dark from Australia, or from Down Under at least. Another one of those great bands I don't know much about, but I can tell you this. When you go to Blair Buscarino's anti-Super Bowl party every year, invariably somebody pulls out a CD of some band you never heard before. That's just the greatest thing you ever heard. That was the selection for this year. Eastern Dark, Johnny and Dee Dee. Go find him. Go play him. It's more stuff like that. Hey, my name's Fuzzco. If you have any comments about the Zero Hour, any requests, anything you want to hear me play, anything you want to hear me not play, wait a minute, anything you don't want me to play, let me know. My email address is fuzzco66@yahoo.com. fuzzco66@yahoo.com. Leave off that last six for Satan. Just two sixes, not 666. Just make sure you got, okay, you got that? Good. And as promised, to finish off today's show, the original version of I Wanna Destroy You by The Soft Boys. Enjoy, folks. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Check out zerohour.podomatic.com. Later.
You on to war.